From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, women. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulls his weight.
G.R.O. the sound and great. Knows what I've
Michael, could you please help me? The can opener's stuck.
Oh, sure, babe. That's enough landmarks of economic thought for one afternoon.
And could you help me set the table, too? Roger will be here in a few minutes.
Oh, sure. What's for lunch?
You'll see. And no grabbing any samples.
There's only one thing I want to grab.
Oh, Michael!
I just don't think it's right, Archie. Every time the church has a charity drive, I gotta say my husband don't have any old clothes.
So?
So I've been telling him that for 15 years.
That's the trouble with this country today. There's too many handouts. Every guy and his brother's on welfare, which is the same as picking my pocket. Well, if they're gonna pick my pocket, they ain't gonna do it in my suit.
I didn't hear the substance, but the tone tells me to set this down nice and easy, mind my own business, and steal slowly out of the room. Didn't make it. 2 seconds away from freedom.
Oh, well, now, if it's freedom from me you're inferring there, you'll notice I ain't got no bars on that front door.
Archie, I'm making a joke. Can't you take a joke?
I can take a joke
with the best of them.
Well, if you're going to answer your questions as well as ask them, what do you need us for? You're a regular one-man family.
All right, you two, that's enough of that. Now, Michael, come on, I need you.
Now, hold it. Come here a minute. Come here. What is this here? S.S. Pierce, fancy cashews. What, are we getting too classy for peanuts? Eat it.
I got no problem with peanuts.
Those are for company, and besides, they only cost a few cents more.
Only cost a few cents more. Eat it. Did you bring these things into the house?
Probably.
And what do you mean, probably?
I mean, probably I did.
Well, probably you did could also mean probably you didn't. That's the way it is with a word like probably, right?
Probably.
What is all this anyway? What do you got here? What is it? Whipped cream there?
It's clam dip.
Clam dip? Now, what's this? What kind of fish is that?
Smoked salmon.
Smoked salmon? I only get tuna fish for my lunch. Who are you having here, the Duke of Windsor?
What difference would it make? Whoever it is, you're not going to like them. You don't like anything about us. You resent our attitudes, our politics, even the clothes we wear. You know, I don't think there's one thing about us you agree with.
I agree with that. But that don't answer the question. Who's the big cheese you're having here for lunch?
Roger.
Roger the fairy?
All right.
Did you hear that, Edith? Do you know who they're bringing around here for lunch? Roger, sweetie pie, Roger.
All right, Roger, would you cut it out, huh?
He's their friend, Archie.
Listen, Edith, we run a decent home here. And we don't need any strange little birdies flying in and out.
Roger's not a strange little birdie.
His pal Roger is as queer as a $4 bill, and he knows it.
That's not only cruel, Daddy, that's an outright lie.
You know something, Archie? Just because a guy is sensitive and he's an intellectual and he wears glasses, you make him out a queer.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four-eyes. A guy who's a fag is a queer. Go ahead, Edith. Now answer the girl. Now, you've seen Roger sashaying around here with his la-di-da talk. He's a pansy.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I'm not an expert on flowers.
Roger, you might as well face it. You're all alone in this. We all know Roger, and we all know he's straight. And even if he wasn't, and I said if, what difference would that make? Do you know that in many countries, England, for instance, there is a law that says whatever two consenting adults do in private is their own business?
Listen, this ain't England. We threw England out of here a long time ago. We don't want no more part of England. And for your information, England is a fag country.
What?
Say, ain't they still picking handkerchiefs out of their sleeve, huh? Are they still standing around leaning on them skinny umbrellas like this here? I know. Your whole society is based on a kind of a fagdom.
You know you're right, Archie. You're right. The British are a bunch of pansies. Pansies, fairies, and sissies. And the Japanese are a race of midgets. The Irish are boozers. The Mexicans are bandits.
And you Polacks are meatheads.
That's Roger. Now, Daddy, please be good.
Well, if I can't be good, I'll be careful.
Gloria!
How was the trip?
Fabulous. Mike, it was the most super trip. In fact, it was an absolutely stunning, exhausting, incredible experience.
Well, when is he going to land?
Pardon me, Roger. You know my mother.
Oh, yes.
How
Mrs.
You do,
Bunker.
Roger.
So nice to see you again. Really a pleasure.
And my father, Mr. Bunker?
Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, how are you? One hand's enough.
Roger, why don't you sit down, make yourself comfortable, and I'll get the hors d'oeuvres. Oh, Mom, Roger brought us some snapshots from his trip to Europe.
Oh, I like snapshots. I always like to think about everybody standing there in them. You know, frozen-like. And then the next minute after the picture has been snapped, they're all off and moving again. I like to think about who they are and where they're going right after the picture is snapped.
You're a pip, you know that, Edith. You're a regular Edna St. Louis Millay.
Here's the
orders. Well, tell us about Europe here, Roger. What kind of sports action they got over there this time of the year? I mean, they must have things like skiing there and bobsledding and... Bobsledding is a manly sport. Do you do any bobsledding over there?
Well, no, sir. There isn't too much of that in London, I'm afraid. That's where I spend most of my time.
Oh, London, huh?
Yes.
London, England, huh?
Yes.
Your witness.
Come on, Roger. Let's take a look at those pictures.
Oh,
let me see what you got there.
Wow.
Oh, wouldn't you know it, the first one's the cornball of all time. The changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace.
Oh, my, look at those big hats.
Oh, these are the gardens at Coventry.
Oh, what beautiful flowers.
Aren't the colors vibrant? And you know they smelled heavenly.
He's off the ground again.
Here's the old standby, Big Ben.
Oh, my, you can almost hear it chime. Look, it's 4 o'clock. And 1 minute later, after the picture was snapped, the hands were moving again. And it was 1 minute after 4.
This was a most enchanting young person.
Boy or girl?
A boy.
Why did I ask?
Selling meat stickers there at Piccadilly Circus. Look at that expression.
Yeah. And right after you snapped the picture, he was moving. And everybody behind
him. Yeah, they was all moving. I want to take a look at this enchanting young person.
Archie, aren't you going to be late meeting Steve and the guys at the tavern?
Oh, I thought I'd hang around and hear about some more of the enchanting things he'd done over there. For instance, did he hunt?
You know Roger doesn't hunt. I don't believe in it either.
Yeah, well, sometimes I got my doubts about you too, Buster Brown. All right, Edith, I'm going over to Kelsey's bar. I say hello to my friend Steve and say hello to some of the boys. Nice seeing you too, Roger.
Oh, my pleasure, Mr. Bunker.
Whoopee.
Archie, maybe you could bring back a pitcher of Kelsey's tap. It'd go good with their lunch.
Yeah, Ma, Roger and I'll pick it up later. It's all right. Archie, never mind. Why don't you just go and have a nice afternoon?
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's been a charming interlude.
Here, I made us some little hot toddies. And, Roger, have some fancy cashews.
Oh, thank you.
They're from S.S. Pierce.
S.S. Pierce? That's my favorite kind of cashew.
Listen, guys, all I'm saying is the right to strike is in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
And all I'm saying, Barney, there's a time and a place for everything. Wages go up, prices go up. Right away, inflation.
Yeah, Steve is right. It's what you call your upward spinal.
The point still is, you can't tell an American when he can go on strike if he wants to. American means it's up to him. American means it's his God-given right, and anything else is un-American.
Yeah, but your American workers going on strike is what makes your kids' shoes cost so much.
Not my kids' shoes.
Why not?
Because we buy Jap shoes.
Hey, speaking about imports, you guys got to go see that Swedish picture that just opened downtown.
Oh, yeah?
Wanda, How I Became a Woman. What a film, Malone.
Really something, huh?
Oh, this Wanda's got it built on her. She's a waitress, see? And the first time you see her, she's leaning over the counter. And I mean leaning. She can really act.
Yeah, but you gotta admit, there's some of them foreign films, they go too far, you know. I mean, some of them, they ain't nothing but sheer pornography.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean, but this Wanda thing has got what they call some redeeming socialness.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that. That's where they give you the same old pornographs, but they advertise in the Times instead of the news.
Hey, Kelsey, put a head on this, will you? Anyway, you got to go see this Wanda.
I'm going to go see it. Well, you don't have to go to no movies to see your Wandas, huh, Steve? I mean, you bachelors. You got them coming and going like running water, huh?
Whatever you say, Art.
Hey, will you come over and sit down with me a minute? I want to ask you some things here. Listen, when you was playing pro ball, I mean, the game was different then. It was rougher, it was tougher. I mean, it was real guts football, huh? None of your two-platoon stuff and all that, huh?
Oh, I don't know, Archie. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, but when you was playing against Bronco...
No. We never played the Bears. Besides, I only played two seasons.
Listen to this guy. You only played two seasons. You know how many people never even played one season? Most. What I mean is, how do you keep yourself in such great shape? I mean, geez, look at your shoulders and all that.
I work out every day, jog 2 miles every morning, and archery.
Archery?
Yeah, it's good for the arms and the shoulders.
What do you mean, with a bow and arrow?
Yeah.
Geez, you know, I never figured you'd steep for no bow and arrow.
Hey, Kelsey, let me have a pitcher full there, will you,
Mike? Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, get a load of this. My son-in-law and his pal, Tinkerbell.
Excuse me, will you, Mike? Hey, Steve.
Hey, Rod.
Hi, Mr. Bunker.
Good to see you again, kid. Here, sit down.
Oh, well, thank you very much, but we're only going to be a minute. Look, I just got back from Europe, and I wanted you to know I got some beautiful shots.
Good. How did the zoom lens work out?
Oh, that's fantastic. The best lens you ever sold me.
Look, next time you're in the shop, there's a 105 that's great for portraits.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll come down Thursday and look at it.
Hey, good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Okay. All right, I'll flip you for the beer.
Oh, no, not today, Steve. Your money ain't no good around here. I got mine.
Mike, could I speak with you? Would you excuse us, please?
Oh, sure.
Sure. Thanks. Hey. This kid you come in with, is he straight?
Oh, no. Not you two. Of course he is. Why?
Well, the way him and Steve there were so buddy-buddy, I thought maybe he was a little,
What?
Well, no, don't get me wrong. I don't mind Steve. His camera store is just down the street here, and he only comes in for a drink once in a while on his way home. Besides, he don't camp it up, you know? And he don't bring in none of his friends. Hmm.
Kelsey, are you trying to tell me that Steve is...
I just wouldn't want my place to become no hangout. You know what I mean? Huh?
Gloria, this was a delicious lunch.
Oh, thank you, Roger. It was so sweet of you to come over today and share your whole trip with us like
that.
Oh,
don't be silly. I loved it. It was like reliving the whole experience.
The picture I liked the best was the one of the Queen passing by.
That was just her carriage. You couldn't even see her.
I know, but she was inside, sitting there, royal-like. Maybe taking a speck out of her eye.
Hey, you know what they got on at 3 o'clock? Channel 9? They got a special on there, Great Fights of the Century. Jack Dempsey, Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, all of them. Bring us over a beer here, will you? Oh, you're still here, are you, Roger?
He was just leaving, Daddy.
Yes. However, I'm happy that I had the opportunity to say goodbye to you again, sir.
Ah, well, if it means that much to you, swell. That's because you want to sit here and watch the fights with me, huh?
Well, no, thank you, sir. I don't care much for pugilism.
Who's talking about pugilism? I asked you to watch the fights.
Fighting is not my cup of tea, sir.
Ah, fighting's not his cup of tea. Well, that's that then, huh?
Yeah, come on, Rog. Let's go, huh?
Hey, Mike, come here a minute, will you?
What?
Why don't you just open up a window? We'll all watch him fly out.
Bye. See you,
Rog. Hey, you want to watch the fights, Mike?
Oh, thanks.
What's the matter, you sore head? Just because I call a train on your friend Roger Bell?
Hey, listen, Archie, you make one more crack about my friend Roger.
Or what?
Well, never mind, but I could tell you something that could shock you pretty good.
Listen, sonny boy, I've been everywhere where the grass grows green. There ain't nothing you're going to show me or tell me that's going to shock me. Remember that.
I know something that'd shock you, Daddy. I bet you can't do this thing.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Archie. Let's try for a second. Come on.
Leave me alone. I'm watching the fights here.
There's a commercial on here. Just take a second. Come on.
Right, what do you got over here?
Yeah.
What is it? Some kind of practical joke.
No, right? No. It's not a joke. Gloria, show him.
Okay, watch, Daddy. You take 3 steps back from the wall.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Then you put the chair in front of you, and you bend over, and you put your head against the wall, and you pick up the chair and sit up.
That's it.
That's all there is. It's just that men can't do it. Michael can't do it. Show him, Michael.
Watch this. Here you go. Same thing, right? 3 steps back from the wall. Chair in place, head on the wall, pick up the chair, can't stand up. Cannot stand up. Can't get up.
What are you talking? Give me the chair.
No, come on.
Go ahead. 3 steps back, right?
Right. 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Put the chair there.
Okay.
Head against the wall.
Right.
I lift up the chair.
Yeah. Now, hey! Straighten up.
I can't straighten up. You didn't straighten up.
I know. I can't do it. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I straightened up.
What'd you do to the chair?
I didn't do anything to the chair.
You're a liar. What'd he do to the chair?
He didn't do anything to the chair, Daddy. Get over here and watch it.
Right, yes, it's the same thing.
It's the same chair and the same wall. 1, 2, 3.
Give me the chair. 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Put the chair there.
Yeah.
Head against the wall. Pick it up.
Don't
you suck,
Dad.
It's a trick chair.
It's not a trick chair.
If it ain't a trick chair, then any other chair in the general would.
Any chair.
All right, I'll get another chair.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Ta-da!
Well, if she can do it, there's a trick to it, and I ain't interested.
It's not a trick.
It's just that women can do it and men can't.
You saw I couldn't do it. It's just that women are built different, that's all.
Oh, I've been aware of that for some time.
No, I mean, it's a pelvic construction is such that...
Oh, please don't draw me no diaphragms, huh? It's a dumb gag. Where did you get it?
Roger showed it to us.
Oh, Roger showed it to you.
Yeah, he brought it back from England.
Boy, I bet he can do it.
All right. Let's not start any of that again, huh?
He told me that a man can't do it, so if a man can't do it, I would imagine your friend Roger Bell can.
Roger Bell, huh? Roger Bell? Well, you want to know who could lift that chair, Archie? I mean, not only could he lift that chair, but he could prance and flit all over this room with it. Your friend Steve.
Michael?
My friend Steve?
That's right, Archie. And I wasn't going to say it, but it's true.
That big football player is a flower?
Skip, Luna. You need help.
No.
I've listened to this guy around here for 10 months. All this pinko stuff, well, that's all right. That's what they're filling up with in the schools nowadays, huh? The clothes, well, that's all right. They take from one another. One kid looks crummier than the next. They're wide open sex any time of the night or day for no reason at all. All right, that's your submissive society. But when they go be smearing, the name of a great linebacker, a second-choice All-American, a man, and I mean a real man, and you might as well shut the doors of this country and hang out a sign. Closed. Owner gone nuts.
Get those hands up. That away, Bingo.
Get those
boots
up. Get
them. One shot. Keep the hands up. That away. Bank jab that left.
Hit him in the belly.
Get going. Hit him with the left. Move that left. That a boy. Move it. Hey.
Come on. This is it. The knockout.
No, the knockout's in the 10th round.
This is the
10th round. Here it comes. Oh,
where are you guys?
I gotta go. The old
lady's waiting.
Oh, okay.
See ya. Boy, that was some fight there, huh?
Great. You know something, Arch? I love those combinations.
Oh, hey, take it easy. Hey, you know, the law says that mitts of yours are a lethal weapon.
Now, you're nuts, Archie. I was a ball player, not a fighter.
Oh, what's the difference? I mean, look at the size of your boy, the strength. Hey, do me a favor. Let me try you once with
you. Oh, have another beer.
Come on, come on, come on.
Forget it.
One time.
Are you serious?
Set me. All right, go.
Ah!
Oh, gee. Oh, beautiful. Oh, gee, boy, what an arm. Oh, my. When I think of what that dopey son-in-law of mine said.
Mike still bugging you?
Oh, well, I tell you, it ain't only him. You know, it's his whole generation. Hey, Kelsey, bring us a couple of beers over here, will you? I mean, they got no regard, they got no respect for the old institutions.
What institutions, Archie?
Well, you know, like sports, sportsmanship there, guts, guns, the things that separate the sexes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
There you go, guys.
Thanks. And let me ask you something. How long you know this kid Roger that was in with Mike?
Oh, a couple of years, ever since he started coming to shop. A
couple of years. Now, you're a man of the world. Now, you must know that this kid is kind of a la-di-da, right?
Is that what Mike thinks of Roger?
Oh, forget about what Mike thinks. I can't even tell you what he thinks. Hey, put them glasses over here. I want to go with you once more. Go ahead.
You're nuts. All right.
Come on, let me get even. One more time. Come on, get it up there. Hey. All right, go.
What does Mike think, Arch?
Oh, Mike, jeez. Well, for one thing, he thinks that friend of his, Roger, is straight. And for another thing, well, Steve, you're going to want to bust him wide open when I tell you this. I don't know where he gets these brainstorms. But he thinks that you're the... I can't even say it to you, Steve.
He's right, Arch.
Huh?
Right.
Oh, well, you mean he's right about his friend Roger there?
About everything.
Oh, come on. I mean, you want to joke about it, all right, but come on, get off it, huh, guy?
Arch. How long you known me? 10, 12 years?
Yeah.
In all that time, did I ever mention a woman?
Well, what difference does that make? You're a bachelor.
So?
I know, but bachelors, they're always acting kind of private.
Exactly.
Oh, come on, Steve. I mean, I ain't the brightest guy in the world. You want to put me on, but don't sit there and tell me that you... I mean, look at you, look at... Come on, will you, big clown? You get out of here.
Have it your own way, Arch. The truth's in the eye of the beholder anyway. I'll see you later, pal.
Well, if that's the punch of a fruit. Yeah.
Watch, I'll do it again. Look, just pick it up and then stand up.
It's incredible. It's amazing. I can't believe I couldn't do that. Men can't do that.
Isn't that wild? You try it, Jerry.
Here you go. Three steps back, right. Put the chair in.
Do it again.
I don't believe that.
I thought you said a guy couldn't do that. Now, I'm never going to trust you two again.
Daddy, I'd like you to meet my friend Jerry Woodner.
Yeah, how are you?
Well, how do you do, Mr. Bunker?
Pleased to meet you. Nowadays, you can't bet on nothing.
way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.